But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that loss to the Dolphins in preseason game number 3, the dress rehearsal on Saturday night, is the owner and GM of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good to see you.
Good morning. Are
you? Though I don't see you, and I do talk to you, but we're having fun with it. We are.
Well, we're just wondering if you're upset that your team is now 0-3.
Well, preseason games. We have to remember that preseason games are a lot like Jerry Jr., kind of dumbed down, and they don't really matter much. But having said that, it is starting to bother me that we can't seem to win one of these things.
Yeah, you know, your starting offense was in the game the whole first half and 6 points to show for it. I thought the offense was supposed to be electric.
Well, it is. They look like they've been electrocuted. I am concerned. I would be lying to you if I said that I wouldn't. What I'm seeing, I don't think Tony Romo's going to make it through the season. He you saw it too. I mean, he took more hits Saturday night than Jay-Z took in that elevator from Baywatch's sister.
Man, you got all sorts of jokes this morning.
Yeah, the more I see of this team, mm-hmm. more I think Cal Orton had the right idea.
What's that?
Just bail out of it.
Yeah,
just
maybe.
Don't show up.
Yeah.
That's right. The defense, little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
I predict it will hold up about as well as Josh Brent's jail sentence this year. Hey, can you believe I'm considering letting him back on this team?
No.
That is a little surprising.
I can't believe it either. When I'm sober, I can't believe it. But when I get a bucket of bourbon in me, I'm ready to reinstate that MF-er as soon as I can.
A bucket?
Yeah. He can play, but he can play for me, but he ain't invited to the team Christmas party. I guarantee you that. Don't trust him. Don't trust him.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest issue that we have with putting Josh back on the team mm-hmm. is not a moral one. It's not a moral one. It's a practical one. It's trying to get our equipment manager to find a pair of game cleats that will accommodate that GPS anklet bracelet.
I don't know if he's still wearing that or not. Or he'll have to wear it when he comes back.
By the way, a Cowboy organization condolences to the St. Louis Rams and Sam Bradford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too bad.
Just terrible. Just terrible. It's terrible how much he seems to get hurt.
Yeah,
we just want to say that we're with him. Our prayers with him.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
And it's with an injury history like that, it's surprising he doesn't play for us. And his name is not DeMarco Murray or Sean Lee. Gets hurt way too often.
Yeah. He does.
Gene beat my ass the other night.
Wow, this is news. Sure, you want to talk about this on the air?
Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah.
Why did she do that?
Oh, she finally got a smartphone. One of her dumb hen friends that she hangs around with texted her them pictures of me in that club honking that girl's boobs.
I'm surprised she hadn't seen it before that.
Well, she doesn't know about the internet. So, I mean, she had no way of seeing those pictures before.
Oh, okay.
But now she got that smartphone. She's always on that. I mean, I can't even talk to her at night. She holds up on that couch with a box of wine and that smartphone. All she does is text. I always tell her, hey, Gene, while you're texting, why don't you text Steven and tell him I'm still pissed at him for stealing my draft card that had Johnny Manziel on it.
Oh, so you're confirming that story.
Manziel.
I had it all written out. I'd drawn hearts around it and circled it and done JM plus JJ equals love forever. And then Steven does a whole, hey, look over there at that spot on that wall. And I turn around and look at it, and Steven switches out them cards.
Oh, man.
Can you believe that?
What could have been?
What could have been? I could have had Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. And I tell you what, they're going to see I'm right eventually. every damn one of them is going to have to admit that I was right. We should have taken Johnny Manziel. Because we're about, probably about four plays away from Tony Romo's back exploding into a pile of meat.
Oh, my God. Let's hope not. That's really graphic.
And then we're going to get Brandon Whedon, and then we're going to go 3-13, and then I'm going to have to get a new head coach. And then I'm going to have to promote Jerry Jr. probably to executive rowdy.
A lot of sweeping changes,
man,
it sounds
that
like.
That would be something.
Did y'all see the Cowboys worth $3.2 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got that going for you.
And just think, that's with Jerry Jr. still on the payroll. Can you imagine how much our value is going to shoot up when
I cut it loose? No telling.
Good morning to you.
Morning. There goes Jerry.